This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will start, though, with an analysis of the 5 days gone by. Our weekly wrap of Wall Street and Beyond is what we like to call that. For that, we've got Lee Gallagher here from Fortune Magazine, John Carney from CNBC. They're in our New York studios. Hey, guys.
Hi, Kai.
Hi, Kai.
All right, John. So Moody's yesterday, after the bell, came out and said, you know what? There are 15 big global banks. We don't think they're all that creditworthy anymore. We're going to downgrade them. And yet today, the banking sector on the stock market was up. What's going on? Why do we care?
Well, first of all, they telegraphed that this was coming four months ago. They put them all on credit watch. So everybody knew that they were reviewing the creditworthiness of the banks even earlier. So a lot of the downgrades had already been, as they say, priced into the market.
Right.
And people were actually relieved that the downgrades weren't worse than they were, that the banks weren't cut even further. And on top of that, you had the feeling that, well, okay, this is the cut that was coming, and probably things are going to stay right where they are for quite some time.
Yeah, all right, Lee, pick up on that. Does this augur ill for our banking future, or can we now just sort of take it easy and say, okay, the banks are going to have to hold more collateral against bad loans and all that stuff, and it's going to be good?
Well, I mean, they already do hold more collateral. They already have capital cushions that are like twice what they were 4 years ago. They've already gone through all this stuff. I mean, the banks are, yes, they have headwinds. Pick your headwind, you know, like trading revenues down. There's tons of more regulation, even though there's not enough. There's a lot less M&A.
Yeah.
There's changes to fee structures. This is not news. This is like non-news.
All right.
So,
well, okay,
you know.
But humor me. We're going to spend 30 more seconds on
okay.
it. John, pick your headwind. What's the headwind now?
I think the major headwind is the fact that banks, because they have to have higher capital, as the Basel Capital Accords kick in.
Oh, don't
they
have say to have, that. Come on. I'm not explaining that.
I know. Well, they have to have, let's just say the banks have to have lots and lots more capital, which
okay.
means that it's costlier for them to do things like make loans, which means that they'll earn less for their shareholders, which hurts their stock price. And that's the major headwind, I think, going forward.
Right. And when I say non-news, I mean that, you know, Moody's is just too, it's too little too late here. I mean,
right.
We already
right.
know all this stuff.
Right, exactly. All right, so moving on. Let's see. Item two on my list here is Ben Bernanke. The Federal Reserve had a meeting Tuesday, Wednesday. The Fed chairman had one of his press conferences afterward. He came out and he said this.
Good afternoon. As indicated in the statement released earlier this afternoon.
Yada, yada, yada.
Okay, so that's what we actually played on Wednesday. Did I do him a disservice, Lee? I mean, they didn't really do all that much, right?
No, it's kind of in the week of that. I mean, we had the president's press conference on
right,
was it
right.
Monday night, which also, you know, there's a lot of non-movement and a lot of fanfare around that non-movement. I think it's because people are, you know, everybody's a little bit nervous that things are starting to teeter a little bit more than it seemed just a few weeks ago or a month ago.
Okay, so John, if people are getting nervous, and the chairman said in his defense, he said, listen, if things get really bad, we'll do something. If things are getting bad, why isn't he doing something now?
I think that's a very good question. The big risk here, I think, is that the Fed waits too long. They want to, you know, as they say, keep some dry powder so that if
yeah.
things get really bad, they can say, but we have this in our vaults. But, you know, the question is, what if they wait so long that when they pull this out, whatever this happens to be, it's, you know, it's already too late and the train's already rolling off the tracks. I think we're in a very precarious situation.
Lee, this, whatever it is that they're going to pull out, it's got to be in response to Europe, right?
I think that's the latest catalyst. It's all baked in together, though. I mean, it's our continuing slowdown, which is in turn, you know, Europe is kicking in and helping that. I mean,
yeah.
Europe is you know, it's a huge deal. It's getting worse, and there's no confidence that anything is going to be resolved. Whatever happens next week in Brussels, it's just more and more
summit.
And more of the same.
Yeah. All right, we got to go. John Carney from CNBC, Lee Gallagher from Fortune Magazine. Have yourselves a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, Kai.
You have a good weekend too.
See you. Bye bye.